Blog Talk Radio.
For those who seen it, yo, that scene was so funny, son. That nigga said, well, take that back. Split that right down the middle. Mm-hmm. Nigga, I fell out. Salute to Snoop. He was looking old as hell in there, but I love some Snoop. Pause. Pause for the pauses. But, yo, he's doing good, man. That scene was so funny, son. If y'all haven't seen it, watch that shit tonight. That was a dope fucking scene, man. I fell the fuck out, son. Some of y'all seen it, right? Y'all seen it? That shit was funny, man. Snoop is crazy. All right. If anybody want to call in, the number's right there. Yeah, I've been in a convo like that. You been? Yeah, shit. Bitch, you don't give me no ass. Listen. You spit that. But I never did it. But if I wasn't getting no ass, you know what I mean? I mean, the first night, if I can't get no ass, I understand, baby. You know what I'm saying? I get it. Maybe you don't want to be a whole night. But the next time I see you and I don't get no buns, I'm not fucking with you. I'm sorry. I'm like that. Why am I, in this day and age, I'm not wasting my time. Get the fuck about it. You going to give me some or not? Because I'm going to make sure I'm not going to say the wrong thing to get it. You know, but that be the thing. See, I'm going to be all over the place. Let me stop now. Let me stop right now. Let me see if anybody called. Don't be scared to call in now. The number is right there on the goddamn screen. But anyway, I don't want no trouble. Let me save this. All right, let me save that. You said no means no. That's right. No means no. That's right. Listen, you can have it. You know, next time, you know, what you want to drink, baby? You know, take one more sip. You know, but nah, you know, shut up, man. Let me fucking shut up, man. I always get myself in trouble. There's not one time that I don't get myself in trouble. So let me cut it out, my man. So Wednesday, friends depart Lake City, South Carolina, in white minivan. They go all the way down here, approximately 1,415 miles. Friday, March 3rd, group is kidnapped, and Matamoros. I seen the Tariq Nasheed live on it, and he said that the Matamoros name. I think it was called like Kill Blacks or something like that, or that was a town that killed black people or whatever, something to that effect. Yeah, let's watch this real quick. All right, well, ain't gonna be no audio or whatever like that, but I feel like the only reason why they did that, the only reason they gave them so-called terrorists up is for the simple fact they want to keep that relationship open. Because now a lot of their money, because now a lot of their product, their drugs or whatever, it's you know what I'm saying? It's coming right through here. They're not really checking motherfuckers at the border like that. Niggas got holes inside the wall that was built when Trump was in office. These niggas, they having barbecues and walking through the fucking the wall, and they ended up in Waco, Texas right now. You see how it's crazy that they stopped the Haitians from coming in there, but they freely coming here. I mean, I'm not knocking a person living a better life. I'm not knocking that. You know what I mean? Because, you know, and there's some places there where it's not good. However, when other people come here, in the back of their mind, they're not fucking with black people. So we have to really understand. You're gonna get a little bit of people who's gonna fuck with us. You're gonna get a little bit of them that fuck with our culture, that like the music, that want to apply the music to their shit, like everybody else do. There's gonna be some niggas that fuck with the culture, but for the majority, the reality of it is they're not fucking with us. And I know motherfuckers will be like, "Hi, why would you turn this to a race thing?" It's always about race. It's not me. It's reality. Those are bars again. it's real. And what the fuck is not true? When they come in, especially in California, are you serious? Come on, bro. But I said this before. Remember that one time when one Mexican got arrested? I mean, when you capping, I'm capping what? Then you're using slang then. I'm capping what? Let me relax. What am I capping about, though? What am I capping about? I mean, look, the number's here, bro. You can call in. I love to talk. What am I capping about? What am I capping? What am I saying that's incorrect? My blood is not going to, you making it racial. What the fuck is you talking about? I'm not making it racial. I'm going at reality. Don't sit up here. This is what I'm asking. Can you call in? We can have a serious discussion. I like stuff like this. Do you want to call in to have a responsible dialogue? Do you want to call in Sista 323? And you in Cali. So you know what I'm talking about. Come on, bro. What are you talking about? Are they over there robbing white people like that and kidnapping white people? Let's talk about it. Are they robbing and doing the same thing to fucking white people in Mexico right now? No. And why? Let's talk about it. Let me see if anybody called. I'm not scared to tackle these conversations. See, I don't do the Twitter fingers. I don't do the keyboard karate, the keyboard samurai. I don't do that. I would like to talk. Let's talk about it because when my mirror's over there. When the mirror is like face towards you, y'all get uncomfortable. I've been rhyming all night. I've been rhyming all night. Look, hey, listen, hey. But come on, don't sit up here and play. That's what it is. But it's okay if I'm talking about my own people on here. You will laugh. You will put all the laughing emojis. I'll be funny then. Oh, I'm a funny motherfucker then. Oh man, you're a funny motherfucker. That's the thing. Everybody is happy when we are attacking each other. But once you turn that mirror to them, to anybody, y'all have an issue. Why you have an issue? Because I'm telling the truth? Now, niggas, I done experienced y'all firsthand, especially when I was living in Atlanta in 96. I ain't gonna lie, we had to beat the hell out of one of y'all at a bus stop on Buford Highway. But he was drunk, but he kept getting up, but he got his ass. But at the end of the day, that's for being racist, though. That's for being racist and drunk. I stopped the shit out of him by the bus stop, by the barbecue spot in the easy something gas station right there on Buford Highway. And that's what the fuck you get. But in any event, that's just real. It's different when it comes to us. And you still haven't said anything yet. Sista. See, that's what I'm saying. Everybody talk the talk. When the shit is on them, they got nothing to back it up. You can't even back it up. They didn't even call in. Y'all people is weird. People are weird. You listen. When you come on the show, I'm going to tackle the tough conversations. And I'm willing to have dialogue on it. I'm not going to get the... Everybody is so used to us jumping on each other and talking about each other. We have to keep that shit in mind. Everybody's happy when we fighting each other. Everybody is fucking happy, son. Don't ever forget that. Everybody's happy until we all stop fighting and just look at you and hold that mirror up. Come on, man. Y'all can kiss my ass at the end of the day. I ain't gonna hold my fucking tongue. So let's keep it pushing, though. Let's keep it pushing. Shit, go to LA right now. Can't go to certain parts. The Mexican niggas will kill you. But bumping rap music and it got Mexican hip hop. Come on, we gotta stop this shit. Mm-mm. I fuck with my Hispanics, but I look at shit at reality. I've been blinded before, man. I woke up a long time ago. I'm trying to X out this shit. All right, there we go. I don't know why this shit keeps doing this. Hold on. It was something else that I wanted to show y'all. Let me let this load up. But again, just to recap on that, they literally gave these five people up for the simple fact to keep that connection between the U.S. going, because they are letting them come there in droves, and they are able to make the operation run a little smoothly to as the drugs could get in. And then a lot of the fucking drugs that's coming here has fentanyl in it that's killing people. I know people personally who fucking died from fucking fentanyl that's coming in from over there. Are you fucking kidding me? We all should be fucking concerned. Y'all wildin'. Nah, son. Like, come on. Y'all wildin'. They don't want to, nobody want to hear shit like that. It hurts for the truth to come out. All the fentanyl and all that shit that's coming in killing motherfuckers is coming across that fucking border. I know some of y'all or a lot of y'all is coming here for a better life. I get it. This is the only place where everybody can run to live and eat. They hate the people that been fighting. Y'all already know where I'm going to go with it, but I'm going to try not to go there tonight. But at the end of the day, yeah. All right. But, yeah. Let's look at them, man. Latavia McGee. Only thing she had to do was get a plastic fucking bag and do some sit-ups and tighten that stomach up. They would have been alive. Well, the other two would have been alive. Okay. I ain't gonna hold you. She look like she's from the island somewhere too. And I ain't no disrespect. What the fuck is this? Military personal cat watch at the scene? Oh, okay. With her. All right. Oh, let's go here. Wait. All right. I didn't even see this. So let's watch this.
Okay. Ever since I was a little girl, I've always wanted to help people. To do something that makes a difference.
All right. Let me let this play. I can't get right there. Anyway, there we go. All right, let's see what they say.
Optilite.
All right, let's see what's popping right here.
She's very nice. And she is a very loving mother and friend. She loves, she makes lots of friends, you know. People, you know, everywhere she goes, she always makes friends.
And Shaggy?
You know, Eric is not really my... Yeah, Shaggy, no, he is very quiet. No, he is about the same thing as, you know, Latavia. He's very quiet, and he helps people. He'll do anything for people if anybody asks him.
I'm very sorry for your loss of Shaheed.
Yes.
Haquan, yes, I appreciate you bringing your mom on and talking to us about this. What did it mean to you when you learned that not only did you lose family, but that it was at the hands of a Mexican drug cartel who just maybe mistook them for competitors?
The feeling is, it's just shocking. Like, it's just more like shocking. It's like, I can't believe that it happened. It's kind of like, I don't know, like, it's like I can't believe it, but you know, it just still shocking. Like, I just don't, like, I don't know what to say. Like,
I mean, everybody knows that Mexico is not like going to Maryland, but did any of your loved ones or even you ever think that you had to be worried about organized criminals coming after you and killing you and stealing you if you went to Mexico?
I guess it's like, it's like an unexpected thing, like when you come into the wrong city or whatnot, you know, and it's just very shocking, man. It's just so shocking that when you just ride to a place and something like that just happened, like,
right,
you know, it's like an unexpected thing. It ain't like it's something that you expect. It's like it's unexpected, especially like when you're from down there and you ain't used to that.
Yeah, like, but I would say, I don't think they would my niece and my nephew and two of their friends would have went there if they know what would have happened.
Right.
If they would know about the place,
right,
they would never went there.
And they had been there before, and it was okay. So, you know, they didn't have any reason to be suspicious.
She's been here one time before.
Betty, what do you want people in power to know about the people who hurt your nephew and your niece?
They want you to know that people in power, that what you want to know, that who hurt your nephew and niece.
I want them to pay. I want them to pay for what he did. So like they say, they don't deserve to be, you know, kidnapped, and they didn't deserve to be shot and got, you know, be killed. Even though my niece was tased and my nephew shot, he and the other two, they didn't deserve to be treated like that. So they went there to harm nobody. She went over there for a medical reason.
Right.
I'm pretty sure if she know what, you know, the way it was, they would have never went there.
I hear you.
But they said she got lost, so I don't know if she probably into the wrong area.
Well, we will stay on this, and we're going to keep pressing the people who are in power here to do something to stop these cartels, because I'm not surprised that this happened, but it's got to stop happening because Americans go back and forth there all the time. If these cartels can act and not be punished, we're only going to see more of this. So, Mr. Burgess, Ms. McGill, thank you so much for speaking to me, and I'm sorry for your loss.
How about you, Will?
Yeah, that's kind of crazy that they thought they was like drug smugglers and stuff like that when they do the smuggling, you know. Oh shit. Wait, what? Family kidnapped by a gang of armed men in Mexico. If this is the shit that goes on all the time, which it's a long history of that happening, what the fuck is y'all going down there? Nigga, I'm never going down there. Never going down there. It's unfortunate. Who knows if those people is alive right now? Unfortunate. Like I said, God give us examples to learn from instead of being the example. Rubenman robbed and tuggled. Here's the thing, man. Oh, shit. I'm not even showing it. I'm showing myself. Oh, my fucking bad, yo. I went through all that. I didn't even know. My bad, man. This whole time I'm on fucking camera. That's my bad. Do y'all wanna see the interview again? That's my bad. Ah, damn, let me show it. God damn it. Let me go back. That's my bad, y'all. My bad.
Just $1.99 each. That's a savings of up to 72% versus traditional grocery stores. Also, save big on chicken. Sanderson Farms boneless, skinless chicken breast fillets are just $1.99 a pound. That's a savings of up to 50%. Offers good through March 7th.
Go to Outlet Farmer Market.
Come on. Shit. This is the one I was showing on screen. Yeah, that's what I was showing. They kidnapping motherfuckers down there and shit like that. Who would want to go down? And that's 2019. So they doing that shit down there just to get fucking money and shit like that. So let me ask. Love you too, Black Queen. All right, no doubt. You love me. That's what's up. That's crazy. Look at this shit, man. Now, I'm not going to say all of them is like that. I'm going to sit up here and say all of them is like that. I'm going to say that. But you have to understand what about the safety over here? You understand what I'm saying? These are the motherfuckers that's coming here. Yeah, listen, man, those same tactics are gonna be. You can take the person out the hood, but the hood will never leave them. Come on, now, that don't only apply to fucking black people. Let's get that shit straight. Ooh, that whole fucking time I'm thinking we watching this shit. I'm on camera and my fucking, because I'm coming down with a fucking cold, man. I'm coming down with a cold and I'm starting to feel it. I'm really feeling it. My shit been running since last night, yesterday. I've been coughing up a little mucus and shit. So I'm a little, I think I'm coming down with a fucking cold, yo. But I've been trying to attack it as quickly as possible with the, I got lemon and ginger. And I make the lemon ginger tea and stuff like this. So I kind of attack it. So it's not fucking with me like it should have been today. If I didn't like trying to attack it. But yeah, I'm coming down with a fucking cold, man.
And Shaheen?
No, Eric is not really my. Yeah, Shaheen. No, he is very quiet. You know? He's about the same thing as, you know, Latavia. He's very quiet and he helps people. He'll do anything for people if anybody asks him.
I'm very sorry for your loss of Shaheed.
Yes.
Haquan, yes, I appreciate you bringing your mom on and talking to us about this. What did it mean to you when you learned that not only did you lose family, but that it was at the hands of a Mexican drug cartel who just maybe mistook them for competitors?
The feeling is, it's just shocking, like, it's just more like shocking. It's like, I can't believe that it happened. It's kind of like, I don't know, like, it was like, I can't believe it, but, you know, it just feels shocking. Like, I just don't, like, I don't know what to say, like.
I mean, everybody knows that Mexico is not like going to Maryland, but.
I'm just saying anybody called.
Yeah.
Oh, we do got somebody on the line. Let me take this phone call. All right, we got area code 970. What's going on? You on the air, family?
Any of your
970? You
brothers.
Huh?
I just don't think it's about no tummy tuck.
All right, let's talk about it.
Going down there.
Go ahead, man.
I think it's a little bit more to that.
Okay, talk about it.
You got three brothers going down and a sister from what, North Carolina, South Carolina? And
yeah.
It just seems like they were going down for something a little different. It hasn't came out yet, but that's my opinion. That was my first thought. My word, wait, brothers don't follow sisters to do that.
Right.
Okay. It'll come out. It's just taking a little time. But I think it was something a little different, and they got caught up. That's why the three of them went thinking they were going to catch each other's back. But they got caught slipping because they went down to some territory that they shouldn't even be in. South Carolina, come on. They coming back with some raw good stuff, and they got caught up. You stepping on the cartel's toes when you go down there trying to interfere and stuff like that.
Hmm.
I'm sorry.
Right.
That's right. Just my personal opinion. I think they were just doing a little too much, and they just got caught up in. You don't see too many brothers following sisters to get a tummy tuck. I'm just saying. You know, she don't look like she needed a tummy tuck. You know, she didn't. She just didn't look like she was going for a tummy tuck. They were all three got together and took the ride with no pistol.
can't get into that country with a pistol. But here's the thing. She could have went any other place to get a tummy tuck if that was the case of driving all the way to, you know what I'm saying, all the way to Texas and shit like that. For that, it don't make
brothers just don't do that. Our men don't do that. They don't care nothing about no tummy tuck. Yeah, we'll go down there with you. They went down there with something else in mind and got caught up with the wrong people. Leave them people alone. Stay on this side of the border, please, brothers, sisters. Exercise. Move away from the table. you know, but it's going to come out. It was something else behind that. So sorry for their loss. But that's my opinion, brother.
Okay, well, thank you, love. Where you calling from?
Denver, Colorado. And I'm a school bus driver. Leave them little short buses alone.
All right, love. Thank you for your call.
Bye-bye.
At peace. And I totally forgot because their rap sheet. So they targeted their rap sheet. So it will make you think, you know, it will make you think like they got something else going on, you know. What was that? They need to drug trafficking. Hold on. It's the other one where it shows. I see that. But hold on. Let me go to the Instagram because it's better on Instagram. Hold on. Okay. Wait a minute. Hold on. Where's the other one at? There's the other one, baby. Does it say something about drug amphetamines and shit like that? Yeah, it says, hold on. Let me share my screen real quick. If anybody want to call in. And it's like, it's 335 people, and it's only like 182 likes. Y'all can hit that like button. Y'all can hit that like button. Y'all damn sure didn't donate, so at least y'all could do is hit the like button. Thank you to one person that donated to the platform. Thank you. That was, who was that? Roosevelt, thank you for donating. If you love me like you say you do, you'll show love to the platform as well. But let's keep it pushing, man. But four Americans in Mexico kidnapping have lengthy rap sheets. Male survivor sold crack cocaine outside school. One of men shot dead was busted for drugs manufacture, and woman was indicted after daughter, 8 years old, tested positive for amphetamines. So it make you wonder what was the real reason of them traveling down there. But it seemed like they're trying to blame the victim as well. And I think that America, like here in the U.S., they didn't like trying to demonize them like they usually do, our unarmed murder suspects and shit like that. They would look up their criminal history and try to justify for them being murdered because of their rap sheet, almost as if they deserve to have been murdered, even though they did nothing wrong and they wasn't a threat and unarmed. So I think they had Daily Mail, because, you know, they all connected. They all phone calls or emails away. So Daily Mail just came out with this to, you know, I guess to demonize them, to make it look like the two that was murdered, it was justified. And then when you go down to, like, in Mexico, like, when we was looking up the Cabo Six and shit, what happened to Shankwella, and justice for Shankwella, remember we were trying to go to certain places, like where the place where she was murdered at, Villa 32, if I'm not mistaken. It's been a minute. And when you try to Google it or go to the street view, there's no, you know what I mean? There's none on a Google Maps or whatever, this stuff like that, on Google Earth, that will go to that exact location. So I'm just saying, what if they got lost or something and they rolled up into the wrong territory? I don't know. But here's another. Oh, shit. Before I go here, all right, after I go here, it's a shocking video of Mexican drug cartel linked to America abduction shows their tendency to abduct drug dealers and buyers entering Mexico because it's cutting out their pockets. So who knows? So maybe more information is going to come up. And I would think if she's getting a tummy tuck, so was she going there to get a tummy tuck, or she was getting a tummy tuck there? She was. It don't make sense because the story is fucking changing. Let me go back because I want y'all to see what the mayor said. I just read the title. Let's go down. Mexico dismisses call for, all right, let me share this. See what he said. Come on, baby. Look at this. Commercial again. Yep.
Take this stress.
Damn, that shit is loud as hell. But look at what he said. Let me put my link up in this motherfucker, too. Hopefully, y'all hit that like button in there, y'all. And if y'all want to call in, the number is still on the screen right there. And I think I've been talking about this subject for a minute now, so we're going to do our little sidebars and stuff like that. And here's the link, y'all, if y'all want to show some love. Well, should show some love to the damn platform. All right, let's see what this fucking mayor or whatever the hell he is has to say. All right? Let's let this shit roll out. Come on, baby. All right, skip that.
Vamos a permitir que intervenga ningún gobierno extranjero y mucho menos.
Damn it. We're not going to permit any foreign government to intervene in our territory, much less that a foreign government's armed forces intervene. You know they are well protected, okay, by the cartels. The government is definitely corrupt. I would just like to tell U.S. Republican Party members that either they change their treatment of Mexico or from today, or we'll start an information campaign in the United States so that all Mexicans come on now. Our fellow countrymen know about this aggression by the Republicans against Mexico, and if they continue with this attitude, we will insist not one Mexican or Hispanic vote will be for the GOP, you know what that says, for party in the coming elections. See? They have power. They threaten them with their power. 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 They don't need black people no more when it comes down to the votes like that. They have their majority, so they have to make sure that black people, they don't need us anymore. They do it some way. They do it some way. As far as the votes, they're going to plead with the Mexican people here. They don't want to cater to them here. They're building up everything here. When I used to live in New Jersey in Kearney, that whole place over there, that certain, which is a beautiful, great middle-class area, definitely not a ghetto area. They built that shit up so fast to certain fucking buildings and condos. I mean, faster. I mean, like that. They building all over this motherfucker. No hate, no shade. The government is going to cater. They need their vote. They already classifying as white. It helps their numbers go up, and I'm talking about the Anglos, the white people, as far as, because you know their numbers is -1%, meaning their population growth annually. They're going to cater to certain people because they will get paid cheaper for better labor. But the thing is about the cheap labor, which is I get the concept, and I'm talking about from a people from a, like Mexican people or whatever. Okay, you pay me cheap for this great masonry work that you're teaching me. You're teaching me how to build. You're teaching me the construction. You're teaching me how to do all this stuff. Yeah, I get paid under the table and it'd be cheap, but I am learning. So now once I learn, I start building my own now. Hire my own people, create, still charge people a nice cheap rate, but enough to where it will sustain our economics and build our economics. We can learn from other people. See, black people, we've been fighting forever. So we are still here and want, we get paid what we rightfully earn. So there's a difference between us. We've been here busting our ass, building this country and helping businesses flourish and all of these things. And we fought for the rights that we have. So we are not going to bend for nobody. So that's why there's a difference between the mentalities of the people who didn't flee their country, who didn't flee their country, no pun intended. So that's why it's a different mindset. See, when y'all come here, fuck that, you niggas. $10, $6 an hour, fuck it, I'll take it. Just to stay here and learn these tricks of the trade and how to build, and I can do this for myself. It's almost like going to trade school. Trade school is better than any college ever. Go to college if you want. It's fine. But trade school is always better than school because they teach you hands-on. I should have stayed. I was doing so good in Apex. It was just other things that was going on. I was still wanting to sell drugs and shit like that off and on. And it was a lot. Even though I was trying to change my life, but then again, I'm still trying. I'm here and there. Then I'm in the Bronx. Then I'm back in Coney Island. And it was just so much going on at that time. I was like, fuck it. I'm not going back. I really was doing good. I passed all my finals with flying colors. I was doing good. I had 4 months left. But you can go to a trade school, do a 7-month course, get your own certificate, go into your own business. That's hands-on. You don't get that shit in school. And you don't have to, you may owe a little grant, but it won't fucking hinder your life for the next 20 fucking years. Like college do. It kills you for the next 20 fucking 50 years. And then it can spill on to, if you're married, it can spill on to your spouse. It can go on attached to your kids. So this school system is fucked up. But however, what we need to do is learn from other, we can learn from other people as well. I'm not saying like get treated under the, take cheaper pay, but learn, utilize, apply, build your own, and let this shit be something as our own people. Basically patronize our own business, like have our own community, and stop hating on each other. Stop worrying about what people got in their fucking pockets. Spend the money. Don't complain on how high the fucking price is. Because when you go into these other stores, you don't complain about the fucking price. We always, because, oh, brother, you expect a fucking, you expect half off because we got the same color. We do too much. We do too much. We really do too much. We can learn from other people because people learn from us every day. They steal our shit every day. And apply it, utilize it, and do something with it. I don't know what the fuck is happening. We are funny people, man. Funny people. But I love us, but shit is real, man. Shit is real. Yeah, for any motherfucking who. But that's what the fucking, what's the name said, though, so. But we gonna get off this fucking subject. I'm tired of it. So let me see if anybody called. I got it. Oh, somebody did call. All right. Area code 405. My hand itching. Did somebody donate? Let me see if my hand itching. Let me see anybody donate. Hold
on. Dang,
right. Try Jim Popper. Okay. All right. Somebody else donate. What the fuck? What's popping, man?
What up, okay. Mike? What's going on, bro?
How you
I can't
doing,
call
bro?
It home, you know, chilling.
All right, talk to me, man.
Dude, bro, I just wanted to touch on this before you jump off the subject, man. This wasn't no tummy tuck, bro. This wasn't no tummy tuck move. And if you're smart, if you got any kind of common sense or any kind of street smarts, you can read between the lines. Y'all know what they went down there for. Someone saying that this was a tummy tuck move is like somebody saying, oh, I live in Canada, but I'm going to drive all the way to Kentucky so I can get real KFC. That don't make no damn sense. You got 19 billion KFCs all the way down the highway that you can stop at and get KFC. But you're going to drive all the way to Kentucky just to get KFC? Come on, man. That shit don't make no sense. You got Miami, Tampa, Atlanta, Dallas, and Houston, 5 major cities that specialize in these type of surgeries.
Right.
And it's cheaper. So you telling me that you spent all, and let's really talk real now. If you really want to get down to the nitty gritty, let's talk numbers. Let's talk money. They number one, if you was going down for a tummy tuck, you would have flew down there because it would have been cheaper for you to catch a flight to Mexico from South Carolina than it would have been for you to drive, and it would have been safer. Now, what can't you take on a plane if you go to Mexico and try to bring it back? Drugs. Come on, y'all. This wasn't no tummy tuck. All this new stuff, this wasn't no tummy tuck. It was a drug deal gone wrong. The cartel knew they were coming. They knew when they would be there. They rolled right into a setup, period.
Yeah, because they found the five guys immediately. They found the five guys less than 48 hours and put them out there. So you know they was a part of their cartel. There is rogue operations out there. There's two that go rogue and have their own little shit. But the cartel found them niggas too fast. What a coincidence, man. I just felt that.
Not a girl.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, you good, Mike. I'm sitting here reading the comments, and one of the wrenches is saying, Mac Lover, that's what the female was for. When you want to move, when you want to bring things back, you get you a bigger, a larger female, particularly a female that's had kids, because that kind of, not to sound, you know, explicit, but that kind of gives, the uterus has a little more room that you can put packages in. That's what the female was there for. Come on, man. If y'all don't know this play, some of y'all claiming y'all street, but y'all really ain't street, because this play is an old school play, man. It's an old school play, and it just didn't work out the way they wanted it to.
Hold that thought. So the Kitchen Clothes podcast said, I'm from the same town. It is not a drug thing. She was going to get a BBL. Now, a BBL or a tummy tuck? So,
fam,
listen,
just because somebody got a podcast, hey, fam, just because you got a podcast, bro, you're not going to talk to me about street shit. I'm from D.C., dog. I live in Oklahoma. I'm from D.C. Number one, me living in Oklahoma, I seen what they do up and down 35. 35 runs all the way down through Brownsville, goes through Mexico, bro. This is not no BBL. Cut it out, fam. You can get a BBL. They could have got a BBL in Macon. They could have got a BBL in Atlanta. She could have got a BBL right in Miami. Come on, that don't make no sense.
And Miami is closer.
Exactly. You make no sense, dog. You telling me you're going to spend, they spent $400 in gas. She could have got a plane ride and went straight to Miami. Come on, man, cut it out. Cut it out. You just repeating what you heard. Tell us, bro, listen to what you say and don't even make sense. Whoever's in there typing, talking about,
So you say that you know them. Let me say something. Please don't be like the guy. You know what? That'll be a long story. But don't lie. Please, in a nutshell, if you know them, call in then. Stop playing, son.
Right.
You don't know them. Stop.
Bro, I stand on what I'm saying. I know what I'm talking about, dog.
Call in the Kitchen Clothes. Shit, my kitchen needs to be open. I'm smoking some chicken wings right now. I'm making some barbecue chicken, son. I'm going to put you – all right, hold on. So let me put y'all on together. So hold on. All right, so both of y'all on at the same time. Shade and Dropper, go ahead.
What up, with it? What up, Mike?
What's good, love?
I'm sure maybe it's not something that a lot of men are privy to as far as what they would call, quote unquote, tourist surgery type situations. Like as far as getting a BBL in Atlanta, I've never heard of anybody saying they would go there. The whole reason why you would go to Mexico is because it's pennies on the dollar for the surgery. That's how they do it in Colombia and all of that. That's why they're talking about all of that. Now, as what I would think, if she's going for a BBL, what she needs those men there for is to help her get in and out that damn Faja, because after they send her out of there after giving her that tummy tuck, she going to need some men. A woman is not going to really be able to help so much so you getting in and out that Faja, and the woman is there going to be there to help her with her hygiene stuff, I guess, that she wouldn't want the men to do. But I'm not understanding why people are saying that, it's impossible that it was for cosmetic surgery. When people go to Mexico for not only cosmetic surgery, they go down there for, I don't know if people know, but for weight loss, gastric bypass, and sleeve, because the insurance will not cover it, and it's a whole lot cheaper to go there and get it done in Mexico. And so a lot of people don't really know about the surgical tourism, even like going to Turkey to get your teeth done. There's different places that are known for that. Even though it could be done here in the USA, the price is so astronomically different. That's why people choose to go ahead and go abroad to go get their surgeries.
Okay.
I'll let you talk. All right, cool. You got your result. And what you're saying is 1,000% correct. Yes, Mexico, Dominican Republic, a lot of these places are places that you can go and get these kind of surgeries for way cheaper than you can here, let's say, versus going to a doctor in Miami. I agree with you on that. Here's the part where you kind of lose me at, because if you are if her claim is she's saving money to go to Mexico, you drive from South Carolina, you take three niggas with you. We're talking gas, food, all of the above. You done already surpassed what you could have spent. You could get cheap tickets to the Dominican Republic all the time. Matter of fact, they damn near giving away tickets right now to the Dominican Republic.
But see, here's the problem, and maybe you're not privy.
I hear what you're saying about them picking, you know, the man helping. I've watched girls fly back on Southwest Airlines with their booty in the air turned around backwards, man. Like, come
right,
on,
right,
and
in wheelchairs and stuff. I'll be taking up
five. I've seen it. But what I'm saying is, if she was going down to go have all this done, there would have been more of a trail of at least paperwork, emails, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. This all would have been disclosed days ago. All of that.
They're not going to give the public all information, especially when you got to realize that entwined into this case is HIPAA. HIPAA guidelines still have to be taken forward. They're not going to release to the public her pre-op paperwork and all of that kind of stuff.
Wait, hold on. I'm gonna put both of y'all on mute, because I have the so-called person who's supposed to know them. Don't be fucking lying, YouTube. You on the air? Go right ahead.
I'm on the air now.
Yeah.
I live in Georgetown, South Carolina. My baby mother know the girl. They already told them about the plan. I already knew about the fifth girl before the news even said something about it, because my baby mother was like, what happened to the other girl that was with them? So y'all sitting here telling me my daughter know the girl, and my daughter was telling me they going again. This is a second time. And I got to be the so-called person. I done been on plenty platforms telling people this. It was not a drug thing. And you talking about the money situation. Don't you know it's tax season right now? It's tax season. So what are y'all talking about? It wasn't a drug thing.
So it was a BBL. So where does the tummy tuck thing come
I don't know
in?
If she was getting a BBL, tummy tuck, or whatever, but she was going to have surgery again. And the reason why a lot of people go there is because you could buy medicine over the counter without a prescription. That's another reason they went, because you can't really – pay for it. It's going to be more for the if you come back to America and try to get pain pills and stuff like that. So of course she was going to get the surgery. They was going to go back to the hotel with the other girl that got left, who didn't have the proper paperwork, so she couldn't get through the border. She got six kids,
right? Can I say something?
So this is what I'm saying. It's tax season. So the money thing don't mean nothing. Everybody want to try to be on the budget. If y'all watch the news, it's called a medication. You know what I'm saying? It's a medical vacation. That's what they was doing. This is what I'm saying. I'm tired of people saying it's a drug thing. So why are you going to go to one of the worst spots in Mexico, where it's a level 4, where they tell tourists don't come? And if y'all watch the news, as soon as they got on the road, a truck got right behind them. So I'm not capping or nothing.
Let me ask you a question. Where you originally from? You don't sound like a North Carolina man. You sound like you from.
I'm from Brooklyn originally, but I got family in the South, which we all do, some of us all do, and I got a house down here now.
All right.
Listen, I wish I could My daughter them ain't here right now. My baby mother knocked out sleep, but she know them. She showed me the damn video before the news and all this. I'm trying to told y'all. It's not no cap. So that's all I wanted to let you know that it is not a drug thing.
Here's the question. Why did they drive? Somebody asked that question. I'm wondering, did she tell you why they drove down there?
Now, I don't know all that information, but the reason they drove is the reason they drove. I don't know.
Okay. All right. All right. Last question, and I'm going to let you go. Would you let your girl call into the show one of these days or something about it?
If she knocked out, man. But I will try to get some more people that can verify this, because one of the dudes that passed away, come on, this dude was riding a bus with me. So what kind of drug money he got to go to all the way to Mexico? But just like I said, it's tax time.
All right.
So
well, I just want
people to stop saying it's a drug thing, you know, because who goes to Mexico to go deal with a cartel four deep, really five deep, because the other girl couldn't get past the border. What sense that make? It makes sense to me to go give you, I mean.
All right,
peace, y'all. I'm still here. What's up?
All right. I just want to open the floor with these two and see if they have anything to ask you real quick. All right. Paul and Shay Jindrop. I'm going to let Sun go first. 405, what's your thoughts? Because you still feel like it was a drug thing. So go right ahead.
Okay.
Well,
Mike, if the sister want to go first, I'll let the lady go first, Mike, if the sister wants to
go. I mean, any one of y'all can go.
I just let him go first.
All right, bro, listen. I hear what you're saying. I hear everything you're saying, bro, and you ever heard somebody say both statements can be true? Where somebody say something like, oh, both facts can be true.
Well, I mean, y'all outside of looking in. I'm telling you, we know these people. I know these people.
Bro, you just had the whole floor. You had the whole floor, fam. You got your shit out. Your girl sleeping right next to you, and she can verify all this.
Yeah,
I'm speaking
downstairs.
Okay, bro. It's only 8 o'clock, but okay, cool. Listen, here's all I'm saying. It just don't add up. Tax time. I mean, so who all got taxes? All of them? And they all decided to go to Mexico together? I'm not saying that it can't be true, but to me, a drug deal going left sounds more like the situation. So you telling me they left a girl in Mexico the last time they went down? So this ain't their first time going down.
Maybe that girl didn't go with them the first time. The one who ain't had the correct paperwork.
Right, but she's still down. Are you saying that there's a girl down there still now?
No.
So where's the girl you were just talking about? The girl, the extra girl?
The girl was in Brownsville because she couldn't get past the border.
Right.
And they put in a whole
camp. I missed that part. I apologize. No. Hey, bro, I missed that part. I apologize. I stand corrected because I didn't hear the part where she was still in Brownsville. So I apologize on that part. But the fact still remains, there's been plenty of people. Matter of fact, I remember a story where there's people doing, Dominicans doing BBLs in their kitchen up in the Bronx.
I understand that, but I know these people, so I'm just letting you know it wasn't no drug thing.
So you're telling me because they make a soda called Canada Dry, you're going to go all the way to Canada to get the soda?
That's funny.
Or you're going to get it here in the store where it's more convenient for you?
Now, I'm going to go to Kentucky, just like I was saying, to get Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Yo, y'all, it's crazy. Hey, Shay.
No, I was listening to God. You know, I was listening. So I try to chime in when anybody talking about the four that went to Mexico, because a lot of people are saying the drug thing. You know what I'm saying? That's all. That's all I'm saying.
All right, hold that thought. Shay, go right ahead, fam.
Okay. Now, my thing is, different people in different aspects of life may not be privy to different certain things. There's plenty of unemployed people, that especially men, that will be A-okay with taking a trip out of town, as long as if the woman gonna pay for all the food and all the expenses, and they ain't gotta do nothing but sit back and chill and relax, smoke, drink, whatever. Trust me, it's me, and you, she tell you, I'm gonna need you to help me get in and out this faja, which a faja is a compression garment that compresses you all the way in. When you have a surgery, you have to do that, and they have to take help her with changing her dressing and all of that kind of stuff. And one girl not gonna help be able to do that with her. You know what I'm saying? So my thing is, once it be tax season, these people are gonna automatically swamp. You know, men run to women with multiple children. I heard she had 5, 6 kids. Yeah, they gonna be, even if they not being a homosexual, if they just being cool and riding the wave and taking advantage of whatever it does, it's like that. But I don't feel like, I feel like if they was going down there for some drugs, why on earth would you do it in that manner and in that vehicle and that kind of, the whole situation, it looks very poor, and it don't look like you're trying to go down there and get no keys.
And another thing, I want to say one thing. One dude was a cousin, and both the other dudes had significant others. So where we going at with?
Well, one of the women had significant others, she didn't even know her boyfriend was out of town, much less out of the
That's
country.
That's what I'm saying. See, this is what I'm saying.
So that ain't too much of a significant other. It's a lot of devious people out here that'll do any and everything, be your BFF when you're getting some income tax money. Or any kind of money, but especially at income tax season, because people take it as free income and they just ball out. It's a ghetto type thing.
I just want to make them. It wasn't a drug thing, and y'all can have everybody got their opinion, which is this is fine, but it's like you really slandering people when y'all do that, because I know the truth. So that's all that. That's all that mattered to me, and I just want to clarify that with y'all, because every platform I see four Americans kidnapped, and they talking about it, and then they start the drug thing, I'm going to hit their panel.
Yeah, I agree.
No, if you know this, I definitely respect that, so we don't have to jump the gun and paint a different narrative. So if you're real about it, then I would just...
I'm dead ass, man. I'm dead ass serious. Matter of fact, if you look at one of the pictures of the dude with the dread, he took that, he kind of cockeyed it. He took that picture on the back of a bus.
Somebody's toe and toe. Hold on, Uncle, that is Uncle Charles. All right, hold on, everybody. Uncle Charles, what you got to say with your retarded ass?
Yeah, I got something to say. I got something to say, goddammit. Let's just say I believe what this brother is saying. But why even take a goddamn chance? Let me tell you something. You want that BBL to me mean being black and lost. And your ass was lost when you went down in Mexico down there. You want to lose some goddamn weight? Stop eating biscuits and syrup and shit and pork chops and all that. Quit having all these goddamn babies. They ain't telling around. You know what? They ain't got babies.
On the real, I was telling my baby mother that. I was like, yo, where they going down there? All they got to do is eat right and go to the gym. That's what I was
saying.
Why would they go down there? That's stupid. I was like,
yeah. It don't make no goddamn sense. Stop having all these goddamn babies and stuff. And you take your ass down, take your funk ass down there to Planet Fitness down there, or take your black ass out there to walk around that motherfucker 3 times. Now, you'll lose weight, but your ass will show me a fucking goddamn ambulance because your ass is wore out. Let me tell you something. You goddamn conscious, daddy conscious. And that's just like stepping on somebody with their sore ass toes. You step on the boom. I know your toes hurt, but I'm sorry. That's what they told you? That they sorry? No, well, your ass is sorry too. Let me tell you something. You know what else to help your ass with the BBL? Stop eating. And I just see a woman out here yesterday eating a motherfucking steak sandwich out here, and her goddamn chin is touching her goddamn chest. Stop fucking eating. That's what you need to stop doing. Stop going to the country, to your ass looking like a California raisin and stick you in an empty building and nobody knows where the fuck you at. This is what I'm talking about, Mike. Stay out of these goddamn what they say. Go tear your ass outside like I used to do. Walk around the fucking house about 4 or 5 times and sit your ass down and drink your Gatorade. And you ain't got to worry about no goddamn BBL. See, we are all out of shape. We all out of mind, and we all out of fucking time. Now, I'm going to say this in closing. They just shot a nigga up in a mall with a blue bubblegum coat and a fucking red-ass bandana on his head with some state albums. Everybody ran out that motherfucker saying he was crazy. And the police had to fucking find out. Nah, you run your ass across that border, and everybody told you these Mexicans were crazy. But in the end, your ass will find out. And that's all I got to say, player. Appreciate y'all.
Hey, I'm going to subscribe to you, man. I like your channel. And I just wanted to get that narrative out the way with the drug thing. And then y'all can say whatever okay. The way else. But it wasn't a drug thing.
Bro.
Peace, I'm out.
All right, man. Peace.
All right, bro. Hey, bro.
Yeah.
I appreciate dude calling. If he really, truly, genuinely knows him, I appreciate, you know, dude calling in and at least trying to, you know, stand up
right for
him. I guess clear his name. But... what Uncle Charles just said, it speaks back to what it all leads back to. Like, first of all, why would you get your tax money if you got kids, if you got all these other things going on? Why would you take and waste your tax money on something like that? You just saw what happened to Shaquanda, and now you want to go down there to get a BBL. Apparently, this ain't the first time they went down there. And again, it still don't add up to me. It's still just, I don't care. Hey, he's standing firm on his, I'm standing firm on mine. 18 million people can call in and say it wasn't a drug thing. I don't care. It don't add up, fam. Like, you just, if you got money, if you got tax return money, you got enough money to go to Miami by yourself and not take an entourage with you and go handle your business. Get your big behind on Southwest Airlines, turn around, sit backwards like everybody else do, go down, go home. At least you got, if you got tax money and she got four or five kids, she wasn't hurt. She wasn't like she was hurt.
Yeah.
People be making excuses for motherfuckers. And if you're trying to say the prescriptions in Mexico, that part is true. I've been to Tijuana quite a few times. And yes, you can get prescription drugs down there, no prescription. You can get whatever you want from Oxy to Perks to all that shit for $5
right.
a pill. It might be illegal. You understand what I'm saying? Like, you can get it for dirt cheap. I get that. But, fam, to go down, take three niggas with you, or apparently five, like, fam, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
you know, she carry both of the girls. The two both girls getting BBL. It's just BBL heaven in South Carolina.
It's kind of crazy, but hey, man, I want to say thank you for your call, King. Definitely appreciate
you, man. Yeah, I appreciate you, bro.
All right, no doubt, man. Stay up. Peace. Yeah, that was cool. Thank everybody for tuning in, man. I'm gonna get off in a little bit because I definitely starting to feel like I'm gonna get a cold, man. That shit. I feel it right here now. Trying to feel that cold come. But I'm attacking it. I'm attacking it. So I got to continue. But when we look at this, right? This right here. It says, wife of man kidnapped by Gulf cartel says he never told her he was traveling to Mexico. He just said he needed to help out a couple of friends. Now, if somebody say help out a couple of friends, it leaves room for hypothetical, you know, thoughts or reasons why. Because it leaves room to be suspicious. If a friend is going to Mexico to get a tummy tuck or whatever, the girl be like, what the fuck she need you to go for? Or how many people going? Like, you know what I'm saying? Because that kind of makes you think, like, why you just didn't tell her you want to help? You going with Shaheed and such and such to help, you know, Latavia. You know Latavia, right? Yeah, but she going to get a tummy tuck, this, that, and third. She got taxes. You know what I mean? She going to spend money on the gas, the food, this, that, and third. We're going to be good. You know what I'm saying? Like, why wouldn't the conversation go like that? I don't know. Or probably she would have been like, going to Mexico? Oh, hell no. So, I don't know. It just leaves room to assume. It leaves room to assume. So, with that being said, here's the sidebar, because I've been here for a minute. All right? Only been for a minute. And so, we're going to do these sidebars real quick. So, let's go here. All right. Yo, who the fuck remember these? I had one of these. nigga, I had one of these. My era is the shit. Who remembers this, man? Press one of you remember this shit. I remember that, yo. That was, man, especially you cut the lights out in your room and play that shit. Man, that was the dopest shit ever, man. I think I had that shit in like 84, 85, some shit like that. I remember this shit vividly, that whole shit. It just go from side to side, side to side. Who remember this shit? Let me look at the chat. Who remember that shit? That was the shit, son. Come on, man. Yeah, I want to. That's what's up, man. I remember I had the, what was the other shit? The, the Phonic shit. It was orange. It got the little hook on it, the little handle on it. It was like for the words and shit like that. Like, you know, like schoolwork. It was a lot of shit, man. You know, as I get older, you tend to forget until you see the shit. Yeah, man, this shit, man. 80s was cool in the motherfucker, family. These are one of the best movies that, like, I haven't watched it in a minute, but when I watch it, I watch the whole thing. This was a cult classic. So salute to these people. They still here, still breathing. Salute. I love the trilogy. Shout out to Back to the Future franchise. That was the shit. Let me say something about this dude right here, man. Check it out. Meek Mill looking bad out here, bro. He's playing a song that him and Nicki Minaj did. Look at fucking Flim&M. Flim&M right there. Now, you remember, he had a perk issue. You know what I'm saying? I hope he's not on that shit, but the way he's looking, man, the way, you know what I'm saying? And I say that respectfully, though. You know what I'm saying? I say that respectfully, but he's not looking too good these days, man. And I hope everything is all right. Get it together. Maybe it's just me. I don't know. But that's a perky dance right there. Yeah, that's like he's trying to do the heel toe. That heel toe looking real crazy right now. I could do the heel toe. Don't let me do it. I crack a rib right now. In a fucking big toe. But I hope he's all right, man. But he ain't looking too good right now to me. All right, so we gonna cover a couple of things. So here's the basically the rumors of he got let me play this. Let me play this. So I know y'all already know by now, but for those who don't, like I always say, there's always somebody that may not know, so that's why I play this stuff. But Black 100 and the sources say Jay Prince has been arrested by feds for threatening Offset, and the remaining Migos are in protective custody. So Offset says, pussy, what the fuck is this cap? Ain't shit, what the fuck that's supposed to say?
I'm going to ask a few of y'all questions, then I'm going to have to go about my business. You see, I'm just relaxing, letting God's air blow on my face in a sucker-free environment. I'm going to say I can't come to Atlanta. I just left Atlanta. You know what I mean? I'm on the West Coast now. You know, y'all got to stop playing with yourself. Stop playing with yourself and fooling yourself and listening to all these lies and different things, because, you know, all these liars, all of these YouTube pranksters and different things, they ain't nothing like they claim to be. Just know that they live in their kitchen and in their bedroom. I'm going to ask a few of y'all questions, then I'm going to, he will be free. Let's see. Yeah, I guess they are. They cloud chasing. I guess that's what they call it. Right? All my youth out there, I want y'all to know, ain't nothing but love with all of y'all.
You need a new headset, bro. You got enough money
those
for
of
it.
Y'all that know how to think. Some of y'all don't know how to think. Some of y'all, you know what I mean, fall for anything. But those that know how to think, amen. And he will be.
All right, well, basically that's not true. You know, Black 100 always be coming up with some shit. You know what I'm saying? Just, you know, anything just for some views. Now, where was this happening when I was...
I'm in Fairfield Middle School one day, accused of sexually assaulting a student. The arrest warrant says that Andy Rosefort messaged with a 14-year-old victim over Instagram.
I know this is fucked up to say, but where was the teachers when I was in school? Okay? You know what I'm saying? The female ones, and maybe that's what I'm talking about. You know, where was y'all back in the 80s? You know what I'm saying? You could have took me somewhere. Let me stop. But God damn it, it's true. All right? Now, here is Miss, what's her name, from the Golden Girls. When I was looking at Jack A from 227, she did an interview a couple of years back. She was talking about all the people that she knew. And she talked about her. I think her name was Blanche. If I'm not mistaken, I think her name was Blanche in The Golden Girls. Haven't seen it in a minute, but iconic sitcom. If I'm not mistaken, her name was Blanche, right? But anyway, there's a song, and I've been seeing that it was at the UN where it was about I read something. Here it is. The context, ladies and gentlemen, and everyone in between. May we present Bay Beer. Author, singer, Black Boys from the musical Hair in a benefit concert at the UN in NYC on May 26, 1988 for the Creole Society and Children with AIDS. But this was the song.
Baby, delicious. Baby, chocolate flavored love. Baby, lips like candy. Keep my cocoa handy. When it comes to love, Black boys are delicious. Oh, who talks much? Maple syrup, laddie, and brown sugar, daddy. They are my dessert tray. When it comes to love, once I tried the diet of my friends, no sweet. And I went nearly crazy, and I went nearly crazy, because I really craved for my chocolate-flavored treat. Black boys are nutritious, baby, black boys fill me up, baby, black boys are so yummy, and they satisfy my body.
Yeah, they was good, yep. Now, when I first seen this, I ain't gonna hold you. When I first seen this shit, I'm like, what kind of sex, child eating cannibalistic Hollywood shit going on here? I don't know if that was the song just for the elites. I'm like, what the fuck? No, she played Blanche. You said she wasn't Blanche, she played Dorothy. I know the older one was Blair, Blanche, Sophia. Sophia was the wild one. And something else. I forgot the third one. Betty White's name. I forgot Betty White's name. Blanche. Whatever the fuck, but similar to them. But I thought that shit was crazy. Like, right? That's why I'm like, yeah, what do you eat in rolls? Thank you, love. You want to eat them? I'm like, is this the elite, the elites of theme music? Chocolates are delicious. And it fills me up. No, bro. They're on my tray. Like, get the fuck up out of here. Nah, son, I don't know, but that shit sound cannibalistic to me, yo. Nah, that shit, I'm not even going to hold you. That rubbed me the wrong way. I get where it said when it comes to love. No, you can love to rape and eat people. You know what I mean? It's always secretive meanings. It all depends. Music sometimes is abstract. It's painted one way. You may see it from this way. But the person who created it with the abstract thought of what it really means, it really, that's what defines them. You know what I mean? That's what it really means in their mind. So that abstract thought of that song can be that I really like them and they are really delectable. I don't know. But that song is scary. And my shit is dry as hell. If I don't come on, I know I'm going to have me a little cold. I kind of feel it. I ain't going to hold it. Huh. Yeah, so, yeah, that's kind of crazy. That song is scary. Chocolate boys are delicious. I will eat them up. Bitch, please. Get your ass out of here. Let's continue. Scaring me with that shit. All right. Ladies, when your Facebook crush finally take off her socks. Now, I see some ladies with some fucked up feet before, man. Ladies, if you got fucked up feet, just tell me. Let me give a moment of silence for Biggie because yesterday was the 26th, if I'm not mistaken, anniversary of his death. Rest in peace to Biggie, man. Love you, King.
Well, Biggie, fuck. Go, Biggie, fuck.
I get my folks around, Barrazano and shit like that. So I haven't seen it yet, but it's there. Once you come over the Brooklyn Bridge, boom, you see Biggie, I think he's on the left side in the grass, got his own, like a statue or a bust of his head and shit like that. It's dope, man. Best in fucking peace, Biggie. Let's listen to this shit. Really miss that guy, man. Really miss that fucking dude. Let's see what the hell he goes to. I haven't seen this whole thing, man.
Shaka Zulu. Oh, my goodness. My brother.
Yo, what's up?
What up with it, cuzzo?
What's the deal, champ? What's going on, man?
Life.
You know what I'm saying? How
are
you feeling, man?
Man, I'm hurt. I'm really hurt.
Yeah, but you look good, man. You look fresh. You got your, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you must
yeah.
have stopped that. You must have stopped at that barbershop.
I wish I could stop at the barbershop. No,
yeah.
I did it myself, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
How you doing?
So, man, listen, man, you know me, man. We ready to jumpstart that tour. You know what I'm saying? And we got the 50th hip hop anniversary joint jumping off this Saturday.
Oh, that's what's up.
Yeah. So far we got about 33 artists that's going to perform so far. But we was trying.
Right, we don't get back to that, man. Cause I don't want to take it all day. I'm about to get out of here, man. And thank you, Shay Jim Dropper, for showing some love. So out of this whole thing, only three people show love to the platform. Thanks for the love, y'all. Only three of y'all. And yeah, I said it. Let's see what you're going to say. I saved this, but I never got a chance to watch it. But I hope it don't take too long, though, because I'm ready to go. And I want to fucking cook, too. I thought cook me some food.
What's going on? What up, family?
All right, my patience is running low. But somebody said that she's supposed to be in a fucking what you call it? In a mental house. Mike, you said Mike, you need that hooked on finance. Okay, you know my words would be SMD, but, you know, but I would be disrespectful. But I did have it, though. I had a lot of shit. That's why, regardless of anything, my mom's always made sure we had. So that's one. That's a few things that I could say. So we never went without, to be honest. So salute to Mom Dukes on those certain aspects. But, they said, I don't want to play that dude's channel. It's that that guy, you know, from that community. And I'm not trying to use his video, but I didn't watch it. But it says that she went back into a mental institution. You know what I'm saying? So, because remember the call that she did to the crisis hotline, and she was trying to help her, and she said, I should kill you or whatever. Da 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 da. Da. They put out allegedly they put out a warrant for her. You know what I'm saying? A 5150 warrant, however you want to call it, and they locked the ass up, which is good. And it looks like, take that soursop. Yeah, I got soursop leaves. I saved the soursop leaves. I got Ziploc bag of it. But I gotta go to the health food store tomorrow and buy a whole new batch. But I'm going to the store. They sell the soursop tea, and I'll add the leaves to it and shit like that. So. Yeah, absolutely. So I'm definitely on it. But that's what they said about her. I don't know how true it is, but I'm glad Goomba is not messing with her, because now she is, you know, you see how she is self-destructing. She put up the picture of, I think it was the marriage certificate or whatever, and it says his name on it, whatever. I think that she really sees that he's done, and you know, maybe she can't handle that shit. So what? She probably self-destruct. I don't know. I don't want that for her though. But you know, I think she will bounce back. But she definitely has been diagnosed for a long time with that issue. And I actually looked at the Tasha K interview a long time ago. Well, recently, but the one she did a long time ago with the ex-boyfriend, the one that went on, you know, went on confronted Taleb, that he fucked her. The first night she was on tour, she fucked Taleb. You know what I'm saying? And forcing that man to marry him and all that. But he was diagnosed. His therapist, if I remember, her father was a preacher, so he went to the father, and Jaguar's father recommended him, a friend of his that knows Jaguar, since a little girl, for some counseling. So he the one that told her, he the one that told Jaguar's first husband, you know, eventually he wound up telling her about the conditions that she had, you know, bipolar mixed with other things, so she always had issues. So this is a medical thing that's basically in her, like that's just her. So and the crazy thing is she don't take accountability for none of the things that she do or says or how she acts, but she have the nerve to point out somebody else's things and call other people crazy when you are diagnosed with this kind of behavior. So let's just see what happens, man. And she definitely needs to sit down for a while because she's talking too much. She definitely needs to sit down. All right, well, thank you, Indiana Combs. Salute, and thank you in advance if you choose to do so. You know, people have bands right now. We will die for beauty. I'll look, and y'all acting like y'all ain't get y'all taxes. You know what I'm saying? I got mine, so I know y'all got yours, but I don't count yours. Show some love to the fucking platform. That damn sure got mine. Oh, well, going to get mine. Let me not speak too fast. I'm waiting on it. But at the end of the motherfucking day, is that a problem? But thank you. Thank you, King. I appreciate you. If that's you, Indiana Combs, salute to you for showing some goddamn love. Now, that was a good donation. Salute to that. So I appreciate you. Thank you very, very much, King. That's well appreciated. I'm almost finished. This is all in closing. This nigga is so retarded right here.
You tell people to stop taking Fentanyl and go back to crack.
Crack.
Fentanyl killing all the junkies who've been junkies. I'm talking about this killing the junkies who've been junkies for forever.
Yes.
Soon as they hit it, they did.
Right.
Crackhead, this nigga shoot threes. This nigga shoot basketball. This nigga run 100 miles. This nigga can sing. This nigga fix your car holder. Been doing this for 20 years. This motherfucker still running around the neighborhood.
What?
When have you ever heard crackheads hitting the pipe and dying the first time?
Never.
Longer. This fentanyl shit is different. I would much rather crack. I would much rather crack.
You said
I've been seeing my crackhead people for 30 years.
Right.
This nigga hit fentanyl 2 times. He's gone. You never see him again.
Right.
I promote crack before fentanyl. I'm sorry.
You tell people to stop taking pencil and go back to crack.
No, that shit was so funny. No, I ain't gonna hold you.
I'm promoting it.
You're promoting crack.
That. Fentanyl killing all the junkies who've been junkies. I'm talking about this killing the junkies who've been junkies for forever.
Yes.
Soon as they hit it, they did.
Right.
Crackhead, this nigga shoot threes. This nigga shoot basketball. This nigga run 100 miles.
Word.
This nigga can sing. This nigga fix your car motor. Been doing this for 20 years. This motherfucker still running around the neighborhood. When have you ever heard crackheads hitting the pipe and dying the first time?
Never.
Longer. This fentanyl shit is different. I would much rather crack. I would much rather crack.
You said,
I've been seeing my crackhead people for 30 years.
True.
This nigga hit fentanyl 2 times. He's gone. You never...
That shit ain't funny, but that shit is so true, son. Crack has been around for years. I know crackheads who've been around for years, nigga. These niggas on motorbikes and all types of shit right now, man. They still kicking. You know what I'm saying? When fentanyl came into play, this shit is crazy. I know a couple of people who died from that shit, man. And thank God, man, that, you know. I already know. I know about that Trank shit. Yeah, I know about the Trank. That's crazy. Who's coming up with this stuff, man? This shit is crazy. Like, niggas want to get high. I think the tranquilizer is mixed with, I'm not sure, but I heard something like it's mixed with heroin and like a tranquilizer, like the tranquilizer fucking horse or animal or something, mixed with that or whatever. Like, what? Who the fuck, a flesh-eating shit, who the fuck does it, like, to get high? Get the fuck out of here. Yeah, they say, yeah, that's Puma sweater. It's hard. They say, as far as the fentanyl, I think they say that they usually put it in like pills, like Molly or whatever it may be. There is a certain gram or the measure, like the proper measurements of fentanyl. But that shit is fucking crazy, son. And guess where it's coming from? Fucking Taco Bell. Who the fuck is, why would they want to sell that and kill off their fucking customers? That's ass backwards. That's fucking crazy. That's really, yeah, China too. Yeah, let's not overlook China. China got a big hand in a lot of shit, fam. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Can I be a movie star? You may not drive a big fast car, but I love you in every way. I love you in every way. I don't know why. That's my shit. Oh, yes. That's my shit. I might play that shit tonight. I might zone out to some gun tune tonight, man. I might just play that tonight. I love that song, man. I don't know why.
I got big snapper fish. The way you dress, get hard to resist.
That's my shit, son. Buju Bantan. Anyway, yes, that's Buju Embarrassed. You already know, that's my shit. I'm about to vibe. I ain't gonna hold on. I'm really about to vibe out to that. I'm about to vibe out to that while I fucking cook and season this damn chicken. Yeah, I think I'm gonna vibe out to that. And then right after I play that, I always play, hold on. Hey, little girl, can you pass my way? I'm tempted to touch. Baby girl, I love you more than I was impressed. Ooh, baby, the dress you wear, your perfume, keep me wanting you so much. I'm really, 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 really bad. That's my shit, son. What?
I can't help thinking of you. The one lonely night that you put me through. Come on, baby, let's sit down. Talk about it close to me. It's close to me. The vintage was the conversation you and I beside me.
I'm going to vibe out tonight. Son, y'all know I'm the biggest you're faking out this motherfucker. You know I'm about to go in on my shit. I'm about to lean into that shit. Yeah, I only like the old school shit. Okay? I'm out. Love y'all. Y'all have a blessed fucking night. All that. You never knew you. Listen, baby. Listen, I can blow. I just don't show y'all. I show y'all a little bit. I can sing, baby. I can really sing. I can blow. I can sing and make the shaved pussy hairs on the lips just grow right back out. You'll have a bushy pussy by the time I finish singing in a wet one, too. Don't play with me. Don't make me come out and do this shit. All right? Nah, I'm only fucking with y'all. I'm all right. He's like, yeah, right. Nah. But anyway, y'all beautiful ladies, y'all have a good one. Salute to the men up in here. Thank y'all for tuning in, man. Y'all have a blessed night. Y'all be safe. Let me go get some from the store. And I'm making some barbecue chicken and some salad. I'm trying not to eat too much. I gained a lot of weight. I'm 259. My back hurt. And I say that, I'm not joking. So I'm going to get a lot of salad. I got to order a lot of salad. So it's going to be salad and just chicken wings. I got a lot of sides, but I'm trying not to gain too much because I really did. So I got to chill out. Love y'all. I'm out.